live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare is there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE News Time is now 7:22 Newsmaker Time today. We're pleased to have with us in studio National Teachers Hall of Fame Interim Director Ken Weaver as we talk auction, auction, auction. Ken, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck. I'm very well. Thank you. It's always special to be here with you and Ron. And, of course, KVOE has been a very strong partner and dedicated partner with the Hall of Fame for since its inception. So.
And we can't wait to be, again, a partner coming up here next week because the on-site radio auction that we'll be airing here coming up a week from Thursday.
That's correct. So the always popular live radio auction sponsored by KVOE and Emporia State Federal Credit Union. It will be Thursday, November 17th, so a week from this coming Thursday, which also is the Thursday of American Education Week, which is one way that the Hall of Fame can elevate the importance of teaching yet again. The online auction that we've added this year opened yesterday, and so it will end Monday, November 21st. The auction, the live auction, will start at 6:05 on that Thursday. Audience can also watch the auction live streamed, and we're very enthusiastic by that option, and also televised on ValueNet Channel 3. Right now, we have about 60 or so items for the radio auction, and we have about 25 or so items for the online auction. To find a list, so we've added to the National Teachers Hall of Fame webpage. So for the audience, our URL, the location for our website, is www.nthf.org. If you go there, you'll see a button. It's a rectangle, and it's got auction news. And you click on that auction news, and it will give you the URL for the online auction, and it will also give you the list of items for both the live auction and the online auction. And then to see pictures of the items, please go to the Hall of Fame's Facebook page. So that's National Teachers, no apostrophe, National Teachers Hall of Fame on Facebook, and you'll find pictures of all the items. You know, we talked about 2 weeks ago about a new class of items, experiential items. I'd like to quickly just tell you and tell the audience about two new ones.
Let's
do
it.
This comes from ESU Athletics. And so if you're a baseball fan or a basketball fan, you will love these options. So the first one is the Hornet Baseball Experience. You and up to 9 guests will be a part of a Hornet Baseball Experience during the 2023 season, so upcoming this spring. The baseball experience includes batting practice for one of those 10 members. One of those 10 members will throw out the first pitch for the game. The admission for 10, so free admission for those 10. A pizza party and drinks in the Hanna Clubhouse Pavilion for 10. And so this would be for any baseball game that the winning bidder wants to attend.
Nice.
So think, I know, birthday parties, bringing a whole lot of people, showcasing Hornet baseball. The other experience that the ESU Athletics is providing is 4 reserved gold seat tickets and 4 passes to the Hornet Hangout Room to a doubleheader game of choice during the 22-23 ESU basketball season. So, I mean, in my mind, I'm thinking Washburn would be that.
Wouldn't that be right? Yep.
But all those games are great. So those are just two of, you know, the 60 plus items that will be on the online or on the live auction. So we are really enthusiastic. We also have another item that we're adding this year for those who want to support the Hall of Fame monetarily. So they want to support maybe they're not seeing or they're not really shopping for anything, but they still want to give.
Or maybe their bids were overbid.
Or maybe their bids were overbid, yes, sir. That would certainly be another option. There will be an auction item for donating money. This is on the live auction. And I am delighted that the National Teachers Hall of Fame Board of Trustees, so the Hall of Fame is governed by trustees, and that Board of Trustees plus a donor have put up a match of $5,000.
Cool.
To match contributions coming from the community.
So. Yeah, and that will be an opportunity you'll have during the radio auction to go ahead and do? Or can you donate at any time for this?
We're thinking donating during the live auction.
Okay. All right. Deal.
Okay.
Yeah. So you'll have an opportunity during the live auction a week from Thursday to fund a need, which is the National Teachers Hall of Fame.
Right, right.
You see these at many live auctions that happen around, so this is a great opportunity for you to make a monetary donation directly to Emporia's own National Teachers Hall of Fame. I think it is really good that, as Ken mentioned, log on to the Hall of Fame website because they do have an updated list, because we often get asked, where's the list of items? What order are they going to be in? And they have that up right now, and it's obviously subject to change because – you know, items are still, right. You still have items to go, right?
Right. We still have one. In fact, we just got one last night from Mark and Angie Schreiber. This is an experience in Louisville, Kentucky, attending a particular race.
Kentucky Derby.
Yes. I don't know if it's the Kentucky Derby, but it is there in Louisville, and you know, we'll have more details on the website for that auction item, which is a very, very special item that they're providing. And you know, certainly the generosity of the merchants of Emporia, individuals of Emporia, our auction partners is just second to none. We're so very thankful for them, and also too for our corporate sponsors, KVOE, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Coldwell Banker, Real Estate, Tyson, Longbine Auto Plaza, and Carrie's Diamond and Bridal. So
great list of sponsors. Always a lot of fun. And Ken mentioned the new addition this year is the online auction, and again, if you log on to the National Teachers Hall of Fame website, there's a button right on the home page, and that will give you access to that website and how you can get on and bid as of right now.
Yes, that's correct. It is live right now, and I'm so glad, Ron, you said about having fun, because that's what we're really wanting the KVUE listeners to do, to go out, to have fun, support the National Teachers Hall of Fame. Look at what's out there. Think about in terms of the items that are available, and happy bidding.
Happy bidding.
Happy bidding. I like that.
And be ready to go at 6:05. We do have, you know, fewer live auction items this year because of the addition of the online bidding that you can do as well. So be ready to get going right out of the chute at 6:05 Thursday night, November 17th.
Absolutely. Now, Ken, this helps to fund the next year's induction ceremonies.
Correct.
For folks that, and we've talked with you, prior director Carol Strickland, board members, inductees about that experience,
yeah.
but having the most money available to give these teachers the best in the best, you know, in education,
right.
Their best experience possible. It's a huge deal for them, isn't it?
It's a huge deal, and there's a showcasing of them that we to honor and recognize outstanding career teachers. You know, they will be the first ones to say that there are teachers out there far better than they. So
they probably would cite some in their own buildings.
Exactly.
To be honest.
Exactly. But what they are doing to either bring their students out into the world or bring the world into their classrooms, truly exceptional. And so we want to make sure that these teachers have an opportunity to meet with policymakers, decision makers. Hence the meeting every year with officials from the Department of Education, hence going to the Capitol to visit with senators and representatives from their respective states, hence an interview with National Public Radio and other activities that are in D.C., and we're out there 6 days, and then to come to Emporia and to have these five embraced by this community, it's just inspirational, actually. And the Hall of Fame inductees every year say, as incredible as the D.C. experience is, and it really is, what is happening in Emporia when they come, to have the opportunities to meet with so many people, to come to KVUE and be interviewed, is to listen to the Emporia band concert.
Yeah.
And is just so very special for them. I mean, they can well understand why Emporia is referred to as Teacher Town USA. But to your point, we've got to fly the inductees to D.C. and back, and we've got to fly them to pick them up, make sure everything's there, and then of course the lodging for them and the meals, which the Hall of Fame covers, as we do here. We actually initiated a couple years ago host families. That's just another way to increase the quality of the experiences for these host families to. Provide kind of chauffeuring experiences, but also to be with them. The inductees still, they're lodged in the hotels, but it's the host families that help us support the work of the Hall of Fame. So it does require resources. And thanks to the KVUE listeners and supporters, we have been successfully able to provide those kind of experiences. Looking forward to the 31st induction.
Well, in hearing from past inductees, you brought up a good point, Ken. They all say how impactful their experience in Emporia is to them. I mean, all of them say that.
Right.
It's incredible what kind of an impact that Emporia leaves on these outstanding teachers, the best of the best that we bring here each and every year. So it's a big deal, and we're certainly proud to be a part of it.
Thank you so much.
We invite people to take part in the 31st Annual National Teachers Hall of Fame Radio Auction a week from this Thursday. And the live radio auction, you can bid 342-1400, or you can text in your bids, 342-5863.
That's correct.
And hope. Hopefully it'll be fast and furious, Chuck.
Furious and fun.
Yeah.
Got to throw
and
the fun in there. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, when you know, I see over time the auctions that have occurred, Ron and Tim and Susie Legault, I think, is going to be there again. I mean, this crew keeps it snappy. So we are just so privileged and happy that this is coming together again for the 31st auction, which will be just as special, if not more so, than auctions in the past.
Outstanding. Well, Ken, thanks so much for joining us here today. We'll have you on one more time here before the auction, and looking forward to the auction itself coming up a week from Thursday. And again, folks, hop online now and kind of grease the skids and get things rolling here for the official radio auction coming up next week.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it, Chuck.
Thanks, Ken. Yep. Ken Weaver joining us here on our Newsmaker segment here today. Want to let you know here that our Newsmakers are scheduled all the way till next Friday. Tomorrow we'll have Jennifer Milburn joining us, Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director. We're talking COVID, we're talking flu, we're talking child respiratory illnesses, all that and more for our Newsmaker segment tomorrow.
And our Newsmaker brought to you this morning by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. 7:34, cloudy, 55 degrees. Good morning.
The Board of Education, staff, and students of USD 252 Southern.